Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. In an open letter to President Trump, timed to this week's anniversary of his appearance at an Iowa ethanol plant, the Renewable Fuels Association called on him to reject attempts to grant the oil industry more waivers from renewable fuel obligations. The letter says 1 year ago today, you visited Southwest Iowa Renewable Fuel Council in Council Bluffs to join us in celebrating a monumental achievement, wrote RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper. He says, at your direction, EPA had just completed regulatory changes, finally allowing year-round sales of gasoline containing 15% ethanol called E15. But he adds, E15 growth would have been a lot larger if not your EPA continuing to excuse oil refiners from their legal obligations to blend renewable fuels. As we told you a year ago, he says, EPA's refinery waivers have caused devastating demand losses for ethanol and corn, and they undermine the expansion of E15. Cooper also described the impact of more recent crises, such as the Saudi Arabia oil war that decimated fuel costs and the COVID-19 pandemic. Farmers in some U.S. states will be permitted to continue using herbicide products that a federal court deemed illegal last week. On June 3rd, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit removed federal registrations for dicamba products from Bayer, BASF, and Corteva. Teva Agrisciences. Without federal approval, farmers may be prohibited from using those products on their crops, reports farms.com. But agricultural departments from states like Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, and Iowa have communicated to local farmers that they can continue to use those herbicides. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture has not issued a stop sale order and will enforce the sales and applications of these products as they are currently registered in Nebraska, says Steve Willman, Nebraska's Director of Agriculture. The Environmental Protection Agency is likely to file an appeal on the court's ruling. Any orders to stop the sale and use of dicamba in the state will come after that process, Willman's statement adds. Farmers in some states may be able to continue using the affected products regardless of the outcome of any appeal. Ocean Spray has launched a range of sparkling CBD waters in Colorado through a new carry-on brand. Elevate and Descend both contain 10 calories per 11.5-ounce cans, provided vitamin C and E, and contain no added sugar. They're supposed to help in aid in relaxation, while some give some energy. And a group of U.S. lawmakers are asking the United States Department of Ag to consider easing rules on meat processors. Farms.com reports that six Republican members of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue asking him to revisit burdensome regulations that create barriers to entry and lessen competition in the nation's meat processing industry. The letter signed by several representatives. Together, processors like Tyson Foods and JBS control about 80% of the U.S. beef processing market. Because the approval process can take a long time, finding ways to streamline the process would benefit the industry, the U.S. lawmakers say. With this edition of Inside Agriculture, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Make sure you stick around. Eric will be back with much more Inside Ag right after this.